Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Hey, I was away when I saw this thing happening that went viral. Baby cheese challenge.
Oh, yeah, that.
But I said, I hope they wait for me to come back on that one. wait for me to come back from Barbados. I want to talk about it.
Okay, well, I mean, there's another dumb challenge. We still haven't even finished the Vans sneaker challenge.
That's right. Yeah, we to do that.
I don't want to throw us off the tracks.
Okay.
But
okay.
I say that to say there's a new challenge every hour.
Ah,
you know
I know.
What I mean? So this is just the latest of stupid challenges online. The baby cheese challenge, if you haven't heard it yet, what people are doing on camera, on Instagram, and on social media is they're taking a slice of, you know, just regular... I would
Kraft
say
cheese.
Kraft cheese.
You know, the individually wrapped, Kraft, you know. The
processed.
Back where I'm from, they call it American cheese. Yes. Here they probably call it processed cheese or just gross. And they take this cheese and they throw it at an infant, like a baby, the baby cheese challenge. And they kind of look at the reaction of the baby and get a chuckle out of it or a big laugh depending on what the baby does.
No, so don't do
that. All right, let's just dissect it for a little bit. Cheese is not a hard object. It has no sharp edges. It's not hot cheese, it's cold cheese.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's got stickability.
Right.
So when you throw it at a little one that's in this little high chair, and you go, hi, little Jamar, and you go, goes right in his face, and they go like this, their head goes back, and they go, meh. Why do we do that? Why would we throw something at our kids like food?
So
they throw it at us?
Okay.
Is it funny?
It's really funny.
Caitlin, that's evil.
So, okay, here's an example. I'm showing it to Marilyn for everyone listening, and she's watching it from my computer. And you just so they toss this little,
and then they eat it.
They eat it. So
okay, but
after they throw the cheese at the baby,
yeah, and
that one's okay. The
cheese isn't coming in at like Mach 10,
right?
Like it kind of flops over, and it like sticks to like you know the part of their nose, or it sticks to the side of their cheek, and the baby just sort of blinks, and then inevitably removes it, kind of gives it a sniff, and then eats it, and is like, all right, I'm cool with this.
I don't
looks
know.
Funny.
I question the parenting on this. I could never throw something at my kid.
I also question the parenting. I'm not a parent, so I'm getting a kick out of it.
Is it wholesome fun or is it questionable parenting?
I
that cheese.
Well, it might be 2% of skim fun. I don't know if it's wholesome.
Would
fun,
you do that, Kofi? Would you throw a piece of cheese at dear Kofi? He's so negative.
Listen. I finally got people listening to this radio station to like me. I'm not throwing cheese at
Wait a minute. There's still some people that are out.
I don't know. But I got three people to like me finally.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing cheese at my kid on social media.
No, I just think it's bad parenting.
There's
stupid.
Something not nice about it because the baby can't do
anything.
You can't
throw back to you. There's no way to defend. Now, would I throw a piece of cheese at you? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's no way. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The innocent.
I think it's kind of funny because they're little chubby faces and they're so cute and they peel the cheese off and they eat it. It's kind of funny.
Then you know what? Throw it on your face and then take it off and then cut it up and give it to them.
The Caitlin Green cheese challenge.
And I will say too, I should point out that it seems like, you know, a lot of these parents have spent clearly many, many hours alone at home with their child and they are getting bored.
Bored, right?
And that's what I think is happening.
The outcry when I said the word dope on the radio my first week here.
Yeah?
I'm not throwing cheese at my kid.
What do you just say?
Dope means good, doesn't it?
I know. I was surprised people were offended
guys,
by my slang.
Guys, there's an updated cheese challenge, and now people are throwing it at their dogs, and this one seems a little bit more fair.
Don't you know? Dogs allowed to have cheese?
Yeah.
PETA will be on these people's butts so quick.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yourself.
Well, if you're tossing your cheese, do it, you know, sparingly.
Do it privately.
Privately.
Yes, and do it to yourself.
Or maybe throw it yourself.
Yeah, throw it at yourself.
All right, think fast. The average age a person starts doing this activity is 31. What is it? I'll say it again. The average age a person stops doing this activity is actually 31. Stops doing this certain activity. What is the activity?
Going to the bar during the week.
Nope.
No.
The average age, people are doing that well into their 60s. What are you talking about?
You're an old
cranky person?
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Give me another bourbon.
They just stay there overnight. They stop at 31. They stop at 31.
That's young to stop doing something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The visual of a 60-year-old like laying in the corner of a bar was great.
That's my seat at the corner of the bar. Don't move me.
Okay. I'll say it again. The average age a person stops doing this activity. It's 31. What is the activity?
Riding a bike.
No.
Okay.
Take another guess.
Is it a physical activity? Or is it behavior?
Not really.
It's not really a physical activity.
Is it more men than women?
I would say probably more women.
More women stop doing this? Having sex, because we gave up.
No. No.
Okay.
There's some man bothering you for it.
Cooking. No. Like grocery shopping. No.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Having, not sex, birthday parties. It's your
birthday. Why didn't I guess this? This is so true. This is so,
Isn't that crazy? Wait a minute. So what? Tell me this. So they stopped doing this because...
I don't know. I guess sometimes, they always say as you get older, birthdays and birthday parties become less exciting and significant. You know, you just start going, oh, it's my birthday.
It doesn't matter.
It wasn't your birthday yesterday, was it? Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and also, if you have kids, that's the focus.
And it feels
your kid's birthday is more the focus than you're the focus.
Sure. It feels like everyone celebrates 30 so hard. Like, my group of friends all celebrated 30 in such a big way that right afterwards, we all just were like, can we be done with this until 40?
Right.
Just give me a minute.
Okay.
And 40 is another big birthday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
40 is like a big milestone. Listen, anyone over 30, have a birthday party. You deserve it. You're alive. Life is good. You made it. I mean,
I'll meet you at the bar. I'll be at the corner.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just trying to give you a little good advice. But yeah, the average age is 31. People
that's interesting. No, that's right. I agree with that.
One of the remarkable things about this place that I'm in, Toronto in Canada, wonderful people, great culture, honest people. Honest people here in Toronto. Really honest, good people.
Really?
Well, to a point. To a point.
Let me
explain what I mean by that.
Okay.
You know, this is a place where we pride ourselves on courtesy and honesty and being kind.
Yes.
But we are no different than anywhere else. We are liars. Liars. We all are too. And the average person tells about 48 lies a year.
Oof.
And that's just not Toronto. That's just people in general.
Well,
that's a lot of lies.
That's a lot of lies. But I also think we do that because we don't want people to know too much. We're private. So we kind of defer and deflect with a little bit of a lie to get them off track.
You know what's so funny about what you just said? Mm. The lies are pretty much about that. It's about hiding how you really feel or what you're really thinking.
Okay.
So it's not things like, oh, yeah, I'm not sleeping with her. It's not really those. It's lies about how you feel inside.
Or staying.
And no, I'm not sleeping with her. Just letting you
again,
know.
I question.
Or her.
But the thing is, sometimes with the political environment the way it is, when, people would say to me, during the last election in the United States, because I can vote. So you voted for Hillary, right?
Mm.
Now, I'm not going to tell you who I voted for.
Okay.
It ain't for the guy that's in the office right now.
Oh, okay.
But I can tell you. Okay.
I need to know.
No, there's a couple other people.
Okay.
But my point is that I didn't want to get into it.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not really your business, and I don't want to get into it.
Well,
so that's why you kind of lie.
But that's what this is about. So let me read you the top 10 most common lies. And everyone listening right now will relate to these lies.
Okay.
Even though we claim to be honest people, we're all liars. Here it is.
All right.
The number 10 lie everyone lies about is how many people you've been with intimately.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone lies about that number. You don't tell people the actual number.
Do you actually know?
Let's move on.
You can count on your hand. But
I hope you're not asking me
that. Do you remember?
Do you not also think that, this is just me, do you not think that this is a super rude question to ask?
It is.
It's so fraught with judgment that anytime somebody even asks it, I think it says more about them than the answers they're looking for.
You mean you do a comparative study.
How many? I'm like,
Caitlin?
So you can judge. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think that person ends up being judgmental, and I'm like, get out of here with that.
I completely agree with you, and I think the two women I've been with my whole life don't want to even be associated with that story.
Yeah.
Let's move on. We lie, number 9, about our age. Everyone's lying about their age.
I don't. I'm not allowed to say it on the air because the people don't want me to talk about it.
Really? For the right price, could we get it out of you?
Same age as Madonna and Ellen.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Well, good company.
Look it up.
44.
Well, they're doing quite well,
we
so
all
it's not no shame.
Yeah.
Saying that you've already cleaned the house even though you haven't. Lying. When
I never lie about that.
I don't know why you would lie about that, but I guess so. Whatever. It's usually to your spouse or your.
Did you take that
other.
Garbage out? Yeah, I did. No, you didn't. Okay.
Lying when you're drunk. You're telling everyone, I'm not drunk.
No. I've had 25 lovers.
You're drunk.
See what I mean?
That's my favorite lie.
Number 10 to number 5, and you're lying.
That's Caitlin's favorite.
That's my
lie.
Favorite lie because you see them screwing it up in the moment, in real time.
Right. Don't trip and say that sentence. Yeah. I'm not drunk. You lie about why you were late to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one really wants to tell the boss why exactly they're late to work. You lie about it. You say that you're on your way when you haven't left yet.
Oh, boy.
Well, okay. I lie about that a little bit.
Yep.
Because I pick my son up every day to come to work. But I can't text him when I'm in the car because it won't allow me to do that. So I'm on my way. Then I get in the car.
Everyone does this. Isn't that crazy? I will talk from my perspective. If you have any Jamaican friends and you ask if they're on their way and they say, yeah, man, soon come. They're still in bed.
Really?
Facts. Facts
really?
Machine. Soon come. Make other plans. Call an Uber.
How late are they on average?
Hours. Days. Months. I don't know. Saying you were late because you were stuck in traffic. No, you're lying. That's number four.
Not in Toronto. You might very well be telling the truth.
You anticipate leaving at the right time and then you get stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
I accept that. Yeah, I do.
Top three now. Here we go. Number three is that you're too busy to do something. No, you just didn't want to do it.
Right. That's a true lie. I'm sorry.
Number two most common lie that people tell, that you liked a gift that you really didn't like.
Yes.
How many times have we all done that? I mean, it's just hard to tell somebody, thank you for spending all that time thinking of me and giving me this, all that money, but I don't like it.
Countless times. It's just polite.
Really?
You know what happens after a while? You start giving gifts.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. The number one lie that we're telling.
The number one lie.
The number one lie is, the question is, how you doing? The lie is, everything's fine.
Yeah. Right.
How about that? It sounds so like flat, but it's really the biggest lie we always say. Hey, what's going on? Hey, I'm all good. What's up with you? I'm good. No. Usually in a bad mood.
I think a lot of these are just manners, no? Like, it's just polite.
But that's the most Canadian thing you've ever said. Manners is just lying to people? I mean, that's very... Listen, from a New Yorker, manners is going, you know what I'm saying?
Like, so what are you asking me? How am I doing? How are you doing?
Exactly.
So many of these questions seem rude. How many people have you slept with? Who did you vote for?
How you doing, Caitlin?
Get out of here. I'm fine.
Exactly. My point. Exactly. So it's just how we're wired. E-Talk Entertainment Update time. Chloe Wilde in the house. What's up, Chloe?
All right. So, Gayle King got quite the interview for CBS This Morning with R. Kelly. Now, this is his first TV interview since, of course, the 10 counts that were laid on him. And it's an emotional interview. There's a couple clips floating around the internet. And, you know, Gayle asks the hard-hitting questions. And you see R. Kelly kind of skirt around some of the things he doesn't want to talk about. But what I wasn't expecting was to see him get so emotional. At one point, he asks if the camera pointed at him is his main camera. And he speaks directly to the camera. And you can see him get visibly upset, get teary-eyed, get more emotional by the passing second.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kind of a...
She stayed calm.
She stayed, as an interviewer, as someone who, you know, does a little bit of what she does, mm-hmm. I have so much respect for her because, of course, with the R. Kelly situation, everyone's got their opinions, everyone's got, you know, their feelings towards it, and she kept cool, she kept neutral, she didn't back down from the questions, so a lot of respect for her for going there. Not easy. Okay, Kate Beckinsale, Pete Davidson, we know they're a thing. They locked lips very, very heavily at a basketball game at Madison Square Garden. Like, I saw so many videos and photos of tongues. Like, I saw their tongues. I don't need to see that. But anyways, this definitely confirmed that they're a thing. And when, you know, you're a thing and you're as big as they are, TMZ's going to ask the exes how they feel about it. So TMZ actually caught Matt Rife, who dated Kate for about a year in 2017, how he feels about it, if he has any tips for Pete Davidson. And he basically joked around but said, run. Enjoy it while you can.
Run.
But run.
Wow, that's huge.
Run.
Okay. So the implication always was that, you know, Pete Davidson is the broken wheel on this wagon. But now they're saying maybe it's Kate.
Maybe it's Kate. Yeah. I mean,
the ex, by the way, is quite young.
Yeah, he's also in his 20s.
Yeah, so just, you know.
Run.
Yeah, so run. Like, run.
Yeah, he goes, run. Enjoy it while you can. Just be careful.
We want to talk a little later about discrepancies in age in couples, but just want to let everyone know
that
there's a lot going on there, and we want to talk more about that.
Ooh. Okay. And guys, we all know Kylie Jenner is mad rich, but Forbes has just confirmed that she is very, very rich. She is the youngest ever self-made billionaire.
Yeah.
Billionaire.
So self-made.
So, according to Forbes, you know, because yes, she has this very wealthy family. They're right. very business minded. But according to Forbes, she is self-made because she didn't inherit a business or money. Everything that she has, she built herself. So Kylie Cosmetics, she owns entirely, and it's worth $900 million. So when they take into account, you know, everything that she sells, it kind of puts her up over the billion dollar mark.
For a kid from the block like myself, you know, when you hear self-made, you think of like lemonade stand, and now I'm, you know, canning or bottling my own liquids.
Or Mark Zuckerberg.
Right.
Like, I think people really think about that.
Self-made is not like, well, my mom has 10 million followers, and she, you know, no?
I don't know. I mean, I completely get what you're saying, but I feel like Forbes...
They make the definition.
Yeah. So she's 21. Mark was 23 when he became a billionaire, and he was the youngest before that. 21. She's 21 years old.
When you look at the, Wendy Williams was saying yesterday, when you're looking at the old episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you see that little girl kind of running around doing her thing. You don't know that she's the one that's going to be coming, like raising
no
the
clue.
Bar.
No
oh,
clue.
Yeah. No clue that that's going to happen. That's pretty cool.
Everyone thought, oh, Kendall's the model. She'll
yes.
be the big one.
Yeah. Chloe, we'll see you tonight. E-Talk CTV at 7 o'clock.
So we're talking about age differences. Age differences when it comes to dating. We're talking about really big age differences, like the Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale thing. I remember, and I didn't have the biggest age difference in this relationship particular that I was in college. She was drinking age. I couldn't even go to a bar with her.
Oh,
it
my
was
gosh,
so embarrassing.
True. You couldn't go because you were, yeah. Because the drinking age is 21.
Yeah, she'd be talking about like going to the bars with all her track and field buddies. And I'd be like, oh, I can't go. And then I'd be worried that all the guys that were on the track and field team with her.
Sure.
They were like laughing at me. I know they were laughing at me. Like, well, you got this young buck running around with you for. it was a little awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
So we kept it very insular.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing about Kate and Pete is the fact that she's much older than he is. And usually in the days of past, like Hollywood relationships, the guy is much older than the younger woman. It's like that trophy wife.
Right.
It's not that case anymore. It depends on when you meet them. We have Danielle on the line. We don't have her on the line. She's gone, huh?
Yeah.
We misplaced her.
Well,
okay.
Sarah's there. Sarah, there's a big age difference. Big age difference in your relationship?
It's 15 years. Yeah, I'm still with him.
Still with him. Okay, he's older or younger?
Yeah, older.
15 years. Can you feel the age difference in your interaction?
No, not at all.
When? How old were you when you met him?
I was 37, and we've been together a year and a half now.
Yeah. Does he notice the difference with you?
That's a great one.
No, although when I first talk about him with various family members, his reaction is always, oh my God, did they comment on the age difference? So
kind of, it's in the back of his mind. It kind of bothers him.
I think so, a little bit.
Sure. Well, I'm glad to hear everything is going great. You know, we were talking about Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson. There's a big age difference there, and she likes younger men, and not that there's a problem with that, but would there be a potential problem with that?
I don't know. I sort of liken it to getting a cat. So you can go and you can get a kitten who's adorable, but you have no idea how they're going to be as they grow up. And you could get a cat that ends up being, oh, I don't want to swear on the air.
Yeah, I get it.
Awful. But then you can go to the pound and get an older cat, and you know exactly what you're getting. You know their temperament. They're not going to change. They are who they are.
So you just want to cut to the chase. Forget the development. Look at you.
I'm so glad we spoke to you today. I never thought that was ever going to be a comparison, but I hear you.
All right. That's an interesting comparison.
All right. Well, good luck to both of you, and thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, Danielle.
Danielle, tell us about your age difference. How old are you?
I'm 35.
Okay. And you are dating someone that's younger?
Yeah, 25.
Fiance.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's clearly working, but does it ever get weird at times?
No, not really. He's very mature for his age. So.
Yeah. How long have you been dating him?
Almost 6 years.
So how did you meet him?
I met him up north. His family lives across the street from my grandma. Yes, and everyone knows everyone. It's a small town up north.
Yeah.
And we just had the same interest. We went out hunting, fishing, you know, just loved the outdoors.
Sure.
And it started out like that, and we weren't thinking, you know, this is going to end up like this. It just sort of happened, right?
Right. And when are you getting married?
That's to be determined. We just bought a house, so.
Oh, my gosh.
You got a 25-year-old to buy a house? Like, whoa.
This is
good
stuff.
Who is this dude?
They must be buying up north.
Maybe. I mean, but you don't, no weird moments when you refer to Tamagotchis or something and he has no idea what you're talking about or nothing like that? No, the Furbies? He's like, what's a Furby? No?
No, he's pretty cool. I have to say that.
Okay. Well, that's great.
At 19, he was buying a brand new truck, so he's very, responsible and mature.
Well,
so
very good. Well, thank you for listening to Chum and calling us. We really appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, the maturity level is amazing.
Wow. Listen, Kofi's wonderful mother, only 5 years younger than me. One day we're watching an awards show and LL Cool J comes on. She goes, this guy LL Cool J, why does he always act like he's so cool and like a rapper and stuff? I'm like, stop. Stop. What'd you just say? Yeah, LL, he just tries to. LL Cool J is one of the founding members of hip-hop music. He is a rapper.
Oh, she knows really? Him as an actor.
Oh, I just know him from that show on TV, 24 CSI or something.
CSI, I think.
I don't know CSI, but I know.
CSI LA or something. Yeah. But I can understand that. That's that thing.
She knows CSI. I know a roundaway girl.
Right.
Age differences. That's how it works out.
I have an exciting AI story for us all that's trending.
Oh, no.
Apparently, cameras are being developed that can spot shoplifters even before they steal.
Oh, I can do that. They should hire me.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not telling you. I can see. Well, like, when I go into a store, I'm like, that is a shoplifter.
No, this is not. This is so wrong on every level.
Okay, cameras look for, these are cameras, and the cameras look for fidgeting, restlessness, and other potentially suspicious body language. So, this is like...
I just had a latte.
I'm just jittery from caffeine.
Right.
So, you know the Tom Cruise movie Minority Report?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
Except it's not bizarre like psychic aliens who are going to be preventing crimes. It's just facial recognition software. And they're going to be looking for behaviors that everyone exhibits when they do something suspicious. And the idea is prevention. Because it's not going to be like, oh, we're going to decide that you're guilty, lock them up and throw away the key. All that will happen is employees at the store will have a smartphone app and they'll say, hey, potential suspicious activity over here. And the employee goes over to the person and just says, hey, can I give you a hand? The idea is that all that has to happen in a store is if an employee approaches somebody who is exhibiting shoplifting style behaviors.
Okay.
And all they do is ask them for help. 9 times out of 10, they don't steal anything.
Okay, so how's that going to help the LCBO? A, I bring a backpack in. I'm putting up all the bottles in my backpack. Is there something I can help you with?
Exactly.
I'm stealing right now. Please leave me alone.
Now,
and then how about those videotapes of these women, just recently from Target, putting televisions on their cart and walking out of the store.
That didn't happen. You're
kidding
me.
No, I'm not kidding.
Because the second stores have this policy of don't interfere with somebody when they are shoplifting because of employee safety, which I totally appreciate. People take advantage of
it. Which Target is that? Target in the Bronx? Sounds very Bronx to me.
Pronounced Target. Anyways, shoplifting costs the global retail industry $34 billion in 2017 alone. So companies are really going to be doubling down on how technology can effectively cut off shoplifting at the source, intercept them, use these AI cameras. Well, we'll have to see.
Well, the AI camera is great, but it's like, then what are you going to do is the next step.
Yeah, you need to have security.
You have to hire security, so.
You know what you need? You need the combination of the facial recognition software and then RoboCop. Just throwing it out there.
This whole thing really scares me.
I just wanted face cream. That's all I wanted.
All right. Okay. Now, two people who say they will not be running for president are trending. First up, Hillary Clinton. Do not hold your breath for her to run again. She's not running in 2020. And then former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. There's been this constant conversation. Will he? Won't he run? He is also not running. Wow. So those two names will not be added to this ever-growing list of Democratic hopefuls for the nomination. So, yeah.
But he's really been doing a lot of fundraising for somebody he wants to back. And I wonder who that's going to be.
Who will it be?
I don't know.
And speaking of money... Despite the fact that Toronto's housing market just had the biggest drop in sales in a year, prices are still going up. According to the Toronto Real Estate Board's most recent data released, the average price of a home as of last month, just over $840,000. It was $806,000 in February of last year. So that's a significant jump. Wow. And that's just the average.
I've gotten a very, very warm welcome to the 6 so far. I have to say, I knocked another thing off my list yesterday.
And that was?
I finally went to a Raps game, went to the Raptors, and I did it in in excellent fashion.
You got the Presidente seats.
I'm walking down the street, down Queen Street. Yeah. A truck crashes into a pole. A pair of front row courtside tickets fall out the back of the truck.
Really?
I pick up the tickets. I go, I can't find the driver. He just died on the side of the road. I'm going to go to the game.
He got the president's tickets.
I mean, what can I say?
Why not? But you know what? How great to be courtside. And what are some of the famous people that you saw besides the players?
It was cool, man. So Isaiah Thomas was there. I didn't even notice that until later. I was like, what? That was Isaiah Thomas. Grant Hill was there, of course. Mm-hmm. I saw, you know, everyone on the Raptors, James Harden. I saw, you know, on Houston, Kawhi was good. It was cool to see Jeremy Lin. I also saw a couple OVO guys. Namely, Popcon, if anyone's a dancehall reggae fan.
Oh yeah,
Popcon, you know, he was definitely in the crowd, just there in his little white suit or whatever he was wearing.
Yeah,
fire out, you know, whatever he says, all his stuff. Marilyn's like, what?
Unruly. I was good up until white suit, and then you lost me. What?
Are you Gaza or Gully?
Don't know.
Gully for sure.
No. Everyone's like, did he just ask Marilyn that?
I don't even know what that means.
Don't even.
Do I need to know what that means?
Don't delve into it.
All right.
It's a Republican or Democrat of dance hall.
Which one am I?
Okay. I don't know.
Well, then wait a minute. Go in a little bit deeper than that. What does that mean?
Guys, I just Googled it.
Two warring factions. It's a dumb little thing. Why did I expose you to this?
Well, see, you started it.
Did I expose her to this?
Yep. Kingston neighborhood Gully, where one dance hall artist, Mavado, was born.
Right.
And then another area nicknamed Gaza, which is where Vibes Cartel is from. Another dance hall artist.
I really just did this to you guys, did I?
You did.
I'm ruining
you
all.
What's the answer?
I don't know. You don't want an answer. Just enjoy the music. Anyway, I digress.
So that's like the East versus West of Jamaican beef?
Exactly.
Oh,
wow. Okay. Jamaican beef patties, actually.
Ah,
not
very good.
It's not beef from Jamaica. It's beef. All that to say, it was a star-studded event.
Yeah.
It seems like the Raptors games is just like taking place in Drake's toy box. Like all of his friends are there.
Yeah, I know. It's true, huh?
It's really cool.
It's so good that, honestly, I'm so glad that he's the PR guy for the Raptors, too.
Yes. I mean,
it makes everything
all
so
his
much
music
better.
Is playing. You know, it's just a really cool event, and it's just another testament to the cool factor of the Six of Toronto. Just incredible, incredible atmosphere. Unfortunately, Raptors didn't win yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, James Harden could have traveled a couple more times and maybe they would have called it.
I was going to say, but you did get to see James Harden play.
That was cool. That was very cool. And that perspective is unbelievable.
Well, good. I'm so glad. So that's off the list.
That's like off the list. What else do I have to do to really get it in out here in the GTA? What do I have to... I still haven't gotten on the ice yet. I want to go skate, maybe do something.
You should go ice skating. This summer, you should go to the Toronto Islands, and you should enjoy the view of the city from the island, which is really something.
They've got some great boat rides. You can just ride a boat and do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, while it's still cold outside, get your skates and go in front of the Toronto sign in front of City Hall.
That's where you got to do it.
Yeah,
right?
And I want a video.
Okay.
Why are you laying on your back, Jamar?
Because this hurts. We'll see how that turns out.
Right.
But if you want to see some cool pics from the game yesterday, go to Chum1045 and link me on IG, and you can see some really, really good shots.
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.